bring up the shala and the Mish writes that Moshe Rabbeinu took care of Atzmat Yosef because Hosea and Bia is the way Yisrael Eim of Hakod Yitzkod Elohim Hashem and the Ha'al is them as Atzmat Yosef and Zeyn Chem the Shavuot Hosea and Bia is the name of Yisrael the Shavuot that he made in Yisrael Tank doesn't necessarily call specifically on Moshe Rabbeinu he made him fear that somebody will take care of his bones that they should take him back to Eretz Yisrael. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to be the one to take care? He couldn't find somebody else. So the Medrash comments on this pasuk, Chacham Levi, Kach Mitzvos, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Chacham Levi who wanted to do this mitzvah, that while everybody else was busy with Divas Mitzrayim, he told him in Parshas Bo, Rishon Lishon Mishchentim, it's always basic, like that, the Chazal, the Smolah, everybody should take care of that. So they were busy doing their thing, and he said no one had any time to take care of Atzmas Yosef, so he took care of him.
It's
very unclear. Why did he say Chacham Levi Yikach Mitzvah? He was doing a mitzvah, and they were doing other things. There was also a mitzvah. So, some of what you have to say is, I don't know, I'm guessing, some, perhaps what one might possibly say is that was only the Hayru Ashur, that it wasn't the mitzvah. And we have a difference between a mitzvah ledoris and a hayru ashur. In fact, the Kedushas Levi points out, Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Yishuv points out in the state of Kedushas Levi and Chumash, that in Parshas Bo, the pasuk says that Bnei Yisrael did everything that Moshe Rabbeinu commanded of them to do. So it says in connection with the Korban Pesach, it says that they brought the Korban Pesach. Bnei Yisrael lost it, Hashem Tzivah Hashem as Moshe. They brought the Korban Pesach as Hashem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu. Then it says regarding Jesus and Mitzrayim also, the Bnei Yisrael lost to Kidvar Moshe. They did as Moshe Rabbeinu told them. So he points out that there's a Shinui Lashon, that in connection with the Korban Pesach it says, Kashem Tiv Hashem as Moshe. In connection with the Jesus and Mitzrayim, Mishal Ish and Mishal Mishchem from Zoraz Beisa, it says the Bnei Yisrael lost to Kidvar Moshe. Why the difference? So he says it because it's two different things. That the term Tivui, Kashem Tiv Hashem as Moshe, the expression Tivui can only apply on a mitzvah which is miyada l'doris, on a mitzvah which applies liyam ha'vod. That's how Rashi quotes in the beginning of Parshas Tzav from the Sifro, ain't tzav al-loshin viv is miyada l'doris. So the mitzvah business mitzrayim was only l'hayru ashur. There is no din l'doris that you have to ask for matonis from your neighbor. But that was only l'hayru ashur, so the pasuk cannot read b'nei yisrael asu kashat tzid Hashem es Moshe with respect to the business mitzrayim. But because in Pesach, true, there were many aspects that were only l'hayru ashur. Mishnah and the Sefer and the Gemara discussed the differences between Pesach Mitzrayim as opposed to Pesach Beruah. But many of the aspects of Pesach Mitzrayim were shared in common with Pesach Beruah, so they were really a din l'doris. So that's why you have that Shinui Lashon. So perhaps that's what the Medrash means over here. Hashbia Hashbia is Bnei Yisrael Eimar, that Hashbiam Shei Hashbiu as Bneiam, Rashi quotes him in the Chulpa. Yosef told his brothers, Bnei Yisrael, told the others that they should swear, that they should make their children swear, they should make their children swear, that at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, he should make sure to take his body back to Eretz Yisrael. So to fulfill the Shavuah wasn't chal on any one specific person, Bim Yuchar. They took a Shavuah that they're going to seek with that it'll be taken care of. But fulfilling the Shavuah is a real din l'dor. It's not just a Hayru Ashur. Not to violate the Shavuah is a din l'dor. Mashiach and Yetzias Mitzrayim is only a Hayru Ashur. So perhaps what the Medrash means to say is that Chacham Levi Yikach Mitzvah is that somebody had to take care of the din l'doris. And somebody had to take care of the din, the Hayru Ashur, Bizus Mitzrayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu let everybody else take care of the Hayru Ashur. And he chose, he preferred to take care of the din l'doris. Chacham Levi Yikach Mitzvah is to do a mitzvah as opposed to a Hayru Ashur. Either he was Mevatel Hayru Ashur. Wasn't he included also in the din of Mishrali Shemishchan, Mishchenta, Midorah, Basic, Lechaz, Lechaz, everybody had to ask for matanis, no? But perhaps not. Perhaps the pasuk means by not bless Mitzrayim. Perhaps every person had to adopt to ask. Like Korban Pesach, everybody has to eat kezayis Korban Pesach. You don't eat kezayis Korban Pesach, you're not yes. Everybody has to eat matz. Everybody has to sit in sukkah. Everybody has to lay tefillin. You can't have somebody else sit in sukkah for you. You can't make a shleich on a mitzvah should be used. What about Bizus Mitzrayim? Bizus Mitzrayim, everybody had to do it in person. What if one person already emptied out his next donate and he took everything there was to pay? So still every individual Jew has to pay. So maybe the mitzvah is by not to ask Mitzrayim. The Hayru Ashur was that they should empty out as much as they can. So as long as it was taken care of, everybody had fulfilled the Hayrasha. Over here also, as long as somebody would take Atmos Yosef, the Shavua would be taken care of. But so each of these, the Hayrasha of Jesus in Tzrayim and the Mitzvah Ledoros of the Shavua, fulfilling the Shavua of Yishbiyam Shiyashbiyam Tanayim, maybe each of these could have been fulfilled by other people. But there's a din of mitzvah by Yosef and Shluch. It's better to do it yourself rather than to rely on somebody else to do it. So the Shaila is, but if it's not the Tzei Shiyasa, you can't do both. So which should you prefer to do? So Moshe Rabbeinu was Chacham Leiv and Kach Mitzvah. He chose to do the mitzvah rather than to do the Hayro Ashor. The other people were interested in the money. So they did the Hayro Ashor rather than do the mitzvah. But everybody was yet to everything. Everybody was yet to do this mitzvah because they accomplished my Nachlas mitzvah. The purpose of the Hayro Ashor was the Tachlis was fulfilled, and the purpose of the Shor was also fulfilled. Everything was fulfilled. And the question was, who did the mitzvah Bo Yosem of the Shlucha? Hashem says, yes, him to do him a favor, Dabba, no, do me a favor, yeah. But it doesn't mean that it's a din of dark.
It's not like they should. Everybody should grab the mitzvah, not the Rosh Hashanah, and he really be in the
team bath. Okay. So they didn't. But so they did that. Everything was taken care of. Just that the Chacham Leiv did it.
What was
the reason for those five years? Hashbiyam she yashbiyu as b'neiyam, he made them take a shvuah. So the summer shvuah is a din of theirs. Shvuah is a din of binding of theirs. But if people took a shvuah, they have to fulfill the shvuah. The lashon of the shvuah was halitzim tatzmais and izek itchem, together with you. What do you mean itchem? Because be as bnei Yisrael, the children of Yaakov Avinu, swore to their brother Yosef that they would take his body back to Eretz Yisrael. They weren't alive at the time. What's the lashon itchem? So in Yerudeya. The end of Vayichi doesn't say that, just in Ba'alif Mitzat Smaisa Mizeh, that's my Yitzchem. Here it says Yitzchem. Together with the other B'nai Yaakov. The Nefarshim point out that in Yerudeya there is a din, it's not a din from the Gemara, it's a din from the Sefer Hashidim, that you're not permitted to bury two people next to each other who hated each other while they were alive. You're not permitted to bury Sonim next to each other. In fact, the story goes about one of the, I forgot the details of the story, one of the Gedolim in Europe, that's from 200 years ago, had on the bookshelf all of these Sforim next to each other. So he left, I forgot how he had those, he left two Sforim next to each other and the whole bookshelf fell down.
Yeah. Crazy place, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Okay. And the whole bookshelf fell down. So they said because they were fighting, and he understood because they were fighting with each other, because they didn't get along with each other while they were alive, so they were fighting after they were dead also. The Sfarim couldn't sit next to each other. That's the story, but in Yerudeya, there is a floated halacha that it's not proper to bury halacha. And we'll say b'chatir, that it's not d'acharet to bury two people next to each other who didn't get along, who were sonim te'ezeh b'chayim. So commentaries point out that perhaps that's what Yosef told the brothers in Bereshit. It doesn't say, but here in B'shamah it says, v'chaliz mitzat smaysan yizeh itchem, together with you. Together with you means with the Bnei Yisrael, with the sons of Yaakov Avinu. In other words, he wasn't angry at them. He had no grudge. He didn't bear any grudge against his brother. So what he said in the end of Bereshit, he doesn't bear any grudge against them. So they weren't sure whether he really meant it or not. So then he says, when I die, make sure you take my bones and you bury me and take me together with your bones. Take all the other shvatim.
Yitzchak
mean
that as opposed to
Yaakov
Avinu, that we have to go out and
then
come back.
Yitzchak
mean the general that
waits
for you leave, so don't make a special trip.
Yitzchak mean the Jewish nation leaves, not the sons of Yaakov Avinu. Well, some of that's the Pashup Shah. Some of the Pashup Shah means, Yitzchak means when the Jewish people will leave Egypt.
So Yosef didn't go out because he was a big boss, so then if Yosef died, then they wouldn't have that permission to leave. So he wasn't a chair transmission.
Some of the Pashup Shat is right. I think the letter says that. But Yosef made him take a shvur, and that's why the Chumash mentions Yosef's Aron. But the other brothers, even though they didn't make him take a shvur, I think the Medrash says that they took the bones of the other shvachim as well. The very nice. Yeah, right. Rashi quotes it from the Medrash. Shabbat was called Shvachim Helim Mon. Right. I don't know, but when they were traveling, apparently they held him near each other. The letters of the Ragachover, the Igra Stuff of Panea, the Ragachover was asked what he thinks about the Zionist movement, whether it's permissible to try to come up to get Eretz Yisrael as a Jewish, to have a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael. So we asked him what he thinks about the Gimel Shavuot. The Gemara says in the end of Masechet Tzuvos, Gimel Shavuot is Hishbiyah HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael. One of the Shavuot was that they won't force the Yumas Olam to give them over the land of Eretz Yisrael into the hands of the Jewish government. I think Mark quotes the passage in Shir Hashir, Shabbat Yeshem and Eretz Yerushalayim three times, and the Gemara speaks about what was the need for the three Shavuot, what does the three Shavuot correspond. So he asked the Ragachar, what does he have to say about the Gimel Shavuot? And he didn't want to get involved in the politics, but he sent him a Shtikol Torah that's printed. Same thing when he asked him about the Agudah. What does he think about the Agudah? So he also answered that he didn't want to get involved, so he wrote a Shtikol Torah about Rulat Tzar Hagen. He didn't have anything to do with the Shaila. So here also, he sent a Shtikol Torah on this pasuk, that how come it says here, Hishbiya, and now she quotes in the Medrash Hishbiyam, she Hishbiyu Lubinayam from the Mechilta. Whereas there, the pasuk says Mishbat Yeshem and Osu Shana, doesn't say that they have to be Mashbi on the next generation, that they should be Mashbi on the next generation, that they should be Mashbi on the next generation. It sounds from the Gemara in the end of the Sugis, based on the pasuk in Shir Hashir, that once the Osu Shalayim took the Shvur, once the Jewish nation took the Shvur, so the Gimel Shvurs were binding on all the future generations. So why didn't Yosef also do the same? Why couldn't Yosef make his brother take a Shvur and it would be binding on the future generation? It is suggested as a parrot that a shvur is only binding on the person who accepts that shvur. If it's a shvur if an individual person takes the shvur, so it's binding on that individual person. If a tzibur takes the shvur, and it's binding on that tzibur, fine. That's exactly why you have it in the Shulchan Aruch, of a minig hayochid and a minig hatzibur. A minig is binding mitam neder, or mitam shvur. A minig is mitam neder and mitam shvur, that's how the Gemara says, midi rabbanan. The way we have the Gemara says that a minig has bayachal midi rabbanan. So the Yoredei quotes like that from Iran, from the Gemara, that a minig is binding with the Rabbanim, mitam neder, mitam shvur. So why is it, if it's a minig ayochid, I have a minig? They understand why it's binding on me. But why should a minig atzibur be binding? So you see, the Beis Yosef points out in Yoredei. So you see that not only is a neder or a shvur binding on a yochid on a private individual person, but the community takes a neder or a shvur, or if the whole kol Yisrael takes a neder or a shvur. So that's binding on whoever belongs to that body, whoever belongs to that community. For that city. So if the Bnei Yisrael take a neder or a shvur, the Shvat Yeshem and Osu Shalom. So that shvur would be binding on Bnei Yisrael. But here the Rav Chava said this was Kodesh Matan Torah. The Kodesh Matan Torah, there was no Kol Yisrael. The Kol Yisrael only came into existence after Matan Torah. It says, Vayichem Shem Yisrael Neger Ahar, Lo Shem Yachad Ki Shechad B'lei Vechad. So Kodesh Matan Torah, there was no Tzir for the Tzibur HaYisraeli, there was no Umah HaYisraeli. So that's why Yosef had to be, Yishbiyam Sheyashbiyu as Bnei. He made them swear a shvur sayachid, that they would make their children swear, that they would make their children swear, and so on, that when the time would come for the Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, they would take his body with them. But Lacham Atan Torah, the Pasuk in Shir Hashim says, Mishbat Yetzchem, the Nosu Yishlam, the Bnei Yisrael took a shvur at one time in history, and all the future generations of the Jewish people are included in that same body of Bnei Yisrael. And that's why we can talk to have a minig hakohol, this tehillah has this minig, that tehillah has that minig, but oh, you have a minig of Kol Yisrael. There are many different kinds of minhagim. There's a minig ha-yochid, minig ha-mishpacha, minig ha-kohol, minig ha-kol Yisrael. Different kinds of minhagim. Because after Maimon HaSinai, then you have a tziruf, then you have a tziruf of Klal Yisrael. So then you can speak of a tziruf of a tehillah, a tziruf of a whole Klal Yisrael. Why here it was necessary to have Hishbati Hashbeah, Hishbiah, and in later generations it wasn't necessary. We have an institution of Tanakh. We have Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. It's a very strange thing. How did the Chachamim know that they had the right to canonize additional things into the Tanakh? Where did they get that from? So say if they decide they can stick something into the Chumash also. They can add on things in the Chumash. Who told them? How did they know? How in the world did they know that idea that they have the right to add on to Kisvei HaKodesh? There's a concept of Kisvei HaKodesh, and then the Chamisha Chumashi Torah is only part of it. Maybe this is the whole thing. This is the Kala Karku. There's a Chamisha Chumashi Torah. So the Gemara in Megillah comments on the pasuk in the end of the Shalach. After the Mochamis, Mochamis Amalek, ויום השם אל משה כסוף זו זיכרון מעשה של סינבי אוזני יהושע כי מוך הים כזכר עמלק ותחת השמיים. So the pasuk reads כסוף זו זיכרון בספר. The Gemara Megillah comments on this, the Torah Tmim reports in Megillah Dav Zayin Aben Aleph Sholcha Lohem Esther Lachachamim Kisvuni Ladarish. Esther wanted, Megillah says Esther to be included in the Kisvei HaKodesh. She wanted two things, Kivuni Ladarish, Bikaveya Purim as a Yontif, then Kisvuni Ladera said it should be included in the Kisvei HaKodesh. And the Chachamim didn't want to. Matzula Mikra Meratera, till they found the marker from this pasuk. And this pasuk is the marker for the whole institution of the three parts of the Tanakh. That not only is there Torah as Moshe, which was given Moshe Mitbiyat Guru, which was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word and letter for letter, he was told also that there's going to be more. Sof Zos is referring to the Chamisha Chumashi Torah. The Gemara says, "Ksav zaz dikam asayf, ksav zaz mashikasim kan hu v'mishne ter." The story of Melchemik Amalek here in the Shalach and Chumash Dvarim is called Ksav zaz. That's ksiva net zaz. Zikaron refers to Nevi'im, and Basayf refers to Ksuvim. Three parts to the Kisvei HaKodesh. Up until this pasuk, we never heard of such a thing. This was when this was in his gala. The shaila is whether this is a real drasha gemura, or this is only an asmachta. I don't know, they wrote things down. They wrote things down. I don't know if it means that they had Kedusha's Kisvei HaKodesh before. I don't know. Don't know if they had Kedusha's Kisvei HaKodesh. That's the shadow. Whether Kedusha's Kisvei HaKodesh is the right on the Vim of Kuvim, or it's only an Asmach, and it's only make believe with the Rabbah.
You just say that what are you
what's an Akhtimina Ladina? That's a Dinder Rabbana. Yeah. I know that, let's say whenever you have to lay in something, the Haksav, it has to have to be shot. Let's say, Parshas Zohar is the right, or Parshas Parah is the right, or whatever is the right. Can you keep us safe? No, can you keep us safe? The Gemara says that Minatera Tulum is also good. I'm talking about Tulum, but it's there. It's also to keep us safe. Yeah. But you have a din by Kedusha Sefer Torah that for purposes of Kriya Satera you have to learn, let's say, Tahakel or Pashas Zohar is the right, or Pashas Torah, whatever is the Kriya the right, then it has to be learned Mitter Haksah. Mitter Haksah means a Sefer Shalom, otherwise it doesn't have Kedusha's Sefer. And if you have all the Chamisha Chamisha Torah, then it has to be Kedusha's Sefer Torah. What's nice of Kedusha's Sefer Torah over Kedusha's one Sefer? On a level of the rest, if you have only Bereshit or only Shmos, that already has Kedusha's Torah Shabbat Zad. If you have all the Chamisha Chamisha Torah together, that is in Vayichta Moshe Dibra Torah Zos Atumam, then it has Kedusha's Sefer Torah. What's nice of? I don't know exactly. On the level of the rest, what's an Achkemine? On a level of the Rabban also, I don't know. What's an Achkemine? What's enough to mean in having the act of Kedusha Sefer Torah over Kedusha Sefer Echad? I don't know.
Do they have Sefer Echad?
That one?
Do they have one Sefer
on Blazes?
Do they have
the Mitzvah?
Or do you only use one that has a
Pascha? No, that has a Kedusha Sefer. That has a Kedusha Sefer. The Lord just says in the Gittin that it's not proper to learn Kriya Torah. From a Chumash means from one Sefer, from Bereshit or from Shmos alone, because of Kavod HaTzibur. It shows if the tzibur is so poor that they can't afford to buy a whole sefer Torah, sefer Shalom. From Nikra Din, that's called Kriya Mitter Haksav. I don't know what the difference between sefer Bereshit and Kol Chamisha Chamisha Torah together. I don't know. But you have a din. There's a din. Kedusha sefer Torah has to be written al aklach, b'dyo, al Yisrael. It's written by Goyim Malvin. Has to have the psuchas and stumas. If you make psuchas and stumas wrong, or you write a shira the way the rest is supposed to be written. He wrote the rest of the Torah the way Shiva Sayyam, or the way Al Yashu is supposed to be written. Well, the Chagabi the way and so on, it would be possible. If you're Mishanim, it's not called the Mitter Chaksa. You wouldn't be Yetzir the Dinam of Kriya Sater. Whatever Kriya Sater is, they're right. You wouldn't have Tush Sater Shibachsa. But the Shiva is regarding the Dinam of Tsunim, whether that's a real Drosh of Mura, they're right, so that there is such an institution as the Dinam of Tsunim. In fact, I learned that from this Pasuk, Sovzos, is one section, Zikron is another section, and Basifa is a third section. Or no, maybe the whole thing is only Asmachtim of the Rabbanah. Perhaps this is a machlik, is the Rambam and the Raiv. In the end of Hilchas Megillah, the Rambam quotes a Yerushalmi, in Masechas Megillah, the very last halach in Hilchas Megillah, the very last halach in Yitzchess. Kol Sifrei HaNaviim, Kol HaKsuvim, all Naviim and Ksuvim, Asidim, Libote, Limoisa, Mashiach, Chutz, Megillah Sester. V'harehi, Megillah Sester, Kayemes, that will be everlasting, Kamish, Uchum, Shekterah, Uka Halacha, Shokterah, Shabateh, Einam detainam liyorlam. So the pasuk says that the Megillah says to Zivay Shalom Yemes, the Yerushalmi says Kamita Shal Torah, like real Torah. What is Kamita Shal Torah? Chamishukum Shal Torah and Torah Shal Alter. So it's like Chamishukum Shal Torah, Torah Shal Alter. And those are Torah Losi Machlachis, Losi Torah Ches, Neis Habayri in Zohar Shmar, they're going to be lasting forever. It says Nechum Shalatam, Zeresechem, Selah, Bled, Netzach. So too, Megillah says there is Kamita Shal Torah. It will never be bothered. But the other Sifrei HaNaviim and Ktuvim will not have the status of Naviim and Ktuvim lost the role. How can that be? If it's really Torah, it says, should be included in this pasuk that all of Divrei Torah are kindly on the way. L'chor, the Rambam seems to understand that Yerushalmi as meaning that this Rasha of Ksavzos and Zikaron and Basefa, that there are three parts to the Kedushas Kisvei HaKodesh, you have Torah and Naviim and Ktuvim, is only an Asmachtem of the Rabbanon. And it's only a Hirusha. It's only a temporary Harosha for a few thousand years until Yemos HaMashiach. Only Harosha as long as the people are sinning. So they need Naviim and Ktuvim to give Divrei Musar L'Tochacha. But Lasi Lava, that the people won't be sinning, so there won't be any need for Divrei Musar L'Tochacha. But the Rambam says, the Rambam understood Yerushalmi, so it won't be included in Kisvei HaKodesh. Only Megillah says the dossier. Megillah says the year. Megillah says this Kamita Shofer, Divrei Shalom Yem. And the Raiva disagrees with the Rambam. And he calls it not that the Naviim and Ktuvim only have a status of Kedushas Kisvei HaKodesh as a Hirashah temporarily for a few thousand years, but rather Omer Avram lo yivatul Dovim mikol hasvar. How can any of the svarim be bottled? Avor kach amru, when Yerushalmi says kol hasvarim asidim li bottle chutz from Megillas Esther, what it means is afili bottle shar svarim milikras behem, even if we won't learn in them anymore, because there won't be any need for them. We won't need any mussar, because people will be Yirei Shemai, and they'll have Malahar Zeyas Hashem Kamayim Layom Chad. Nevertheless, Leiti Vatum, Megillah Sestem, and the Kroos of the Tzibah. We will lay Megillah Sestem, and the Mosa Mashiach also. But they write, it seems to all, that it's a real Droshik Mur Der Aisa, that the Svarim of Nevi Mitzvukum were included in Kisvei HaKodesh on a level of Der Aisa, and it will not be Vatum. And the Rambam seems to all that it's only Harasha, it's not a Din Lidar, it's only Harasha, it's only with the Rabbah, it's only an Asmachtem with the Rabbah. Really, such a machloek is the Rambam and the Raivid in Hilchas Nedarim. If a person is matris and the Shemis in the Sefer Torah, so the Rambam writes that that's a good hatfasa. Hatfasa is over another, and it makes us. What if a person is matris? The Gemara has a case. The first person is matris, the Meshach Kasa Bo. He says the Torah Munot Lefanot. He says, let's say, he wants to take a net and not to eat the ice cream, and not to eat potato chips. He wants to go on a diet, and not to smoke cigarettes. And he says, this should be like Masha Kosta Ba. This is pointing to a Sefer Torah. I want this to be like Masha Kosta Ba. So they're ashamed it's written in the Sefer Torah. So just like they have Kedusha, and they have an Itahano, very strange Gemara, very strange Ramam. So too, the potato chips and the ice cream and the cigarettes, the Hatfasa is Chal. And that also becomes also banal. What if he has different Naviim and Ktuvim and Hafum and Fanam? He says, I want this to be, I want the ice cream to be like Meshach Kasav Bo, like the Shem is written in here. So there's the Machloek, there's the Rambam and the Raivit. So the Rambam writes on his own, this he has no Machloek, writes on his own, that the Shem is in the Naviim and Ktuvim are not considered a Dovah HaNodur, and it's not a good Hatfos. The Raivit writes, and Hilchos Nedarim, he doesn't see why there's a difference between the Naviim and Ktuvim as opposed to Sefer. Maybe, if, I don't know, it's very awkward. Maybe this is the Shittasim, I don't know. Maybe the Rambam, the Shittasim, holds that if it's all in the Naviim and Ktuvim, only have the status of Kedushas Kisvei HaKodesh and the Rabbanah, on a level of the right, it's only a Rosh Hashanah for a few thousand years, on a level of the right, it doesn't have any status of Kedushas Kisa. Maybe that's what he means, that Meshach across the board doesn't mean anything. If anything, the right of the Shita sounds that it is.
Is it that the
Shaykhs
alone have Kedushas?
I don't know. With the fear, I think, from the Rambam, that it wouldn't be a Hashanah. I don't know.
Because
of its strength, and together not as a sketch. Shema Shem Yisrael. Yes. I don't know. What is
the difference of
pointing to the Rambam versus the Rambam from Migilas Esther? And the other Svarim will not be included in Kisya Kodesh. Kol HaSvarim B'Tevet Masilon. And the Rambam says, not true, Kol
HaSvarim will be bottom, the liquorous behem. I mean, you want to have
a first. Right. There won't be any need for Hatzar. But the Nechama will be already, and there won't be any need for any Musa, no need for Tachacha, so there's no need for all the Nevi'im. But the Rambam says not there won't be any need. There won't be part of the Kisya HaKodesh anymore. So it means that it's only part of the Kisya HaKodesh now is a Ha'iru HaShoah. What do you mean a Ha'iru HaShoah with the rice? Stomach means no, it's only a Ha'iru HaShoah with the Rabbanon. It's only a Ha'iru HaShoah with the Rabbanon. You're right, it seems to know. It's a real deal with that. It's a good question. I don't know. It's a very good question. I don't know. What is...
He doesn't
make a difference. Probably because there's no shame. I think he says, Meshach Kasur Ba means the shame is not Susan Ba. You give us that, you don't have a shame. That Rama means it. There's one Rambam who helped us, one Rambam who helped us Shavuos. Before it said, you want two places, now she costs it. Of course it costs. What does the Drasha mean, Ksav Zos, and Zikaron, and Basefer? How do you see from the Pasuk the three parts, whether it's an Asmach or it's a Drasha Gemurah, how do you see three parts over here? So I think the Zos perhaps means Ksav Zos. Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Makos quotes, when the Vidim of the Dorim were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, so it says, Zeh HaDavar Shatziv HaShem. Rashi quotes from the Sifrei, Kol HaNevim Nisnabu B'Koyamar HaShem. All the other prophets use the Lashon Koyamar. HaNevim Nisnabu B'Koyamar HaShem. Mosif Alei Moshe Shinisnabu B'Lashon Zeh HaDavar. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nivu is on a higher level, and he says, Zeh HaDavar Shatziv HaShem. So the Zush HaSlevi explains what that means, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nivu was given word for word, letter for letter, with an exact, precise Nivu. Zehadava, this is exactly the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is precisely what Hashem commanded. Hashem and the other Nevi'im were not given the Nevu'ah word for word, letter for letter. So that's why they say, Koyamar Hashem. It's approximately what the Nevu'ah is. It's Suach HaZayin and Amare. That's what Hashem says to Aaron and Miriam. In Parashat Tahalos, Yeh Nevi'achar Hashem and Mare and Lovis Vada Bachaloy Madaba, but you have a vision and you interpret it. Lokein Abdi Moshe, Moshe Abinah doesn't get a vision. He gets Hoisius and Nikudas, he gets an exact dictation of words. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is introduced with the word Zeh HaDavar Shatziv HaShem. In the beginning of Parshas Matos, the pasuk reads Zeh HaDavar Shatziv HaShem. Today said also you have by the Mon. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Bnei Yisrael the laws of the Mon that they're not permitted. The laws of the Mon were Hiroshah, not to leave overnight. Part of them were Hiroshah, but part of them were Ledur. Part of them will be not to be Michal Shabbos. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Zeh HaDavar. Who are Davar? There's another pasuk here. Pesayin pasuk lamed beis. Vayom Moshe Zeh HaDavar Shatziv HaShem. So Zeh HaDavar is like over there in Parshas Matos. He's giving a din l'doris. He's giving a din l'doris. That's why it says Zeh HaDavar. It's interesting that Kedushas Levi has a chumash in another place. By Makos Bechoris in Parshas Boy, it says, Kodem HaRashem Pechatzolis HaLayla Ani Yotzei B'Sof Mitzrayim. So yes, the Kasha, that's Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. So Hatam he says, Kodem HaRashem, Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to be... Yes, Hatam he says, Kachatzolis. Why doesn't he say Zeh HaDavar Bachatzolis? And why doesn't he say Bachatzolis? So the answer is because when we say that Moshe Rabbeinu is Zeh HaDavar, Asher Tziva Hashem exactly, precisely, word for word, letter for letter, because Moshe Rabbeinu was Nisnabi Bas Begloria Hameira, he was given a direct dictation, in contrast to the other Levim who were just given a Mara and a Hazon, and they had to interpret it. That was only when Hashem was giving Moshe Rabbeinu Dinim that were Ledeiros. When he gave him Dinim Ledeiros, then he gave him this Nivuah Bas Begloria Hameira. But when Moshe Rabbeinu was given an Indian that was only Vahayra Ashur, then it was also not Bas Begloria Hameira. He said, then it was the same as the other Levim. But the glory shein emira. So there it says, koyam arashan kechazot alay lemakas b'cheres. Makas b'cheres is not a din l'deres, it's not even a din l'shua. He's telling him in a fool, what's going to happen? So then Moshe Rabbeinu was the same as the other Levi. He didn't have that's the glory hamir. That's what the Jewish lady claims. That's why it says there, koyam arashan kechazot alay. It doesn't say, zeh hadavor b'chazot alay. It says, koyam arashan. But here when Moshe Rabbeinu is telling a din, in Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Lamed Bey, zeh hadavor shetiv Hashem, avod honem menon l'mishmeres l'doi v'seichem, he's giving a din l'doros, so that din l'doros says zeh hadavar. There he was given a precise dictation, word for word, letter for letter.
And Moshe Rabbeinu was dictated Koyam Hashem Kachatzolayim
also. He suggested not. He suggested not. When the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, so the Rabban Shalom told him, he dictated to him, write all these words in the Torah. But originally when this Nivuah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't dictated word for word, letter for letter. He says that he was on, at that time he was given a Mara and he interpreted it, and that's why he says, Kol Mara Hashem.
When the first time in the Pasha Shema, Hashem comes to Moshe, the Yishon over there have this thing, whether he already had this telepath up at all, because he was afraid. And so my head is supposed to be all the time throughout, as soon as he was called to Moshe, that he had achieved the level of the Vos Moshe there. And they say that he did gradually, he came up to, later on he came like a Manturus, and now that he came.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what the Jewish lady said. Even before Matatar, when he was given a din l'doro, then he says, zeh hadavar. Whenever he got a din l'doro, like by this aspect of the month, then he had zeh hadavar. And before and after, when he only got din in the shor, by Rosh Shor, then he didn't have that level of aspect glory on
the year.
It's
like a Kazan, when it tells the Gadlimam, the son of the shor, Moses says zeh hadavar.
I think it's probably referring to the Chilul Shabbos aspect. He was supposed to, the Medrash says later, he was supposed to give them the laws of Shabbos. He was supposed to, and he didn't. He was supposed to give them the laws of Shabbos, and he didn't. I would assume that the Zeh Hadavar was supposed to go on the aspect that was L'Doros, not the aspect that was L'Shor. Otherwise, it shouldn't say Tziva. Tziva is only on a Loshon, Tziva only applies to a Din that's L'Doros, and Zeh Hadavar also only applies on a Din that's L'Doros. He started to say the laws of the man, he was going to say the dinim that were l'doros, and then he never got to say it. And then it was his fault that they came on Erev Shabbos, and had lechem yomayim, and they didn't know what it was. And he says, yeah, you're right, I forgot to tell you the rest of the dinim. He was poshea, that's how the Medrash interpret, but he really was supposed to say that earlier. The Gemara learns that from the pasuk of Tadamon. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Yisrael that Shabbos is different. Ichlu Hayom, Ki Shabbos Hayom Lashem Hayom Lasim Tzeruhu Basoda. The fact that it says three times the word Hayom, more in Masecha Shabbos derives that one is obligated to each show students the Shabbos. Is this a real drasha gemara deraisa, or is this only an asmachta mid the rabban? Shabbos Shulis Adin deraisa Adin the rabban. The people got him called some achlekes or rishayim. The pashtus is we usually assume that it's only the rabban. But if we go and quote some Rishayim who say that it's a real din derayis, that it's a drasha gemara derayis, we know the famous Tesis says that Afin Hay B'Yos Hanes to obligate women in Mikra Megillah and in Arba Tesis and in Haseidah and in Havlokas Neres Chanukah, we say Afin Hay B'Yos Hanes, and even though it's a Mitzvah Tesis Shazman Grama, women are obligated. So the Tesis says that this Svar is only a Svar that works on mitzvahs de rabbanon. One place in one place says it's only a svara that works mid de rabbanon. It can even work on a mitzvah de rice. And another place says that it's only a svara that works on mitzvahs de rabbanon. It doesn't work on mitzvahs de rice. There's two different versions of what two different places say. So here the Rabbeinu Tam is quoted by the Ran as saying that women are obligated to teach how to shoot this also because apin hay b'yos hanes. So the Achrayim say that al pi pashtus, if you follow that one version that Tesis says, that Afin Hay B'Yos Hanes doesn't apply to a mitzvah deraisa, even on a level of the Rabban, doesn't apply to a mitzvah deraisa. Then the Rabbeinu Tam is saying that Shalosh Shudas is the Rabban. But it's not Mukhraf. You can say that the Rabbeinu Tam holds that it applies to the Rabban to mitzvah deraisa. You can't really tell from that Rabbeinu Tam. So it's really a question. Some Rishonim hold that Shalosh Shudas is a din deraisa. even if one should assume that Shabbos Shudas is a din deraisa, whether it's a din deraisa or a din derabbanan, whether it's a din deraisa and din derabbanan, it's still nitan lahiyam of what the Rabbeinu Tam says. Rabbeinu Tam is sukkah, has a chiddush and a bracha says he quotes that Shabbos Shudas doesn't need pas. The first two sudas, Leil Shabbos and Shabbos in the morning, who are pas, the Shabbos Shudas does not need pas. You can yet it with many tagima and fruit. The Rabbeinu Tam has a right in the Gemara in Sukkah that Shabbos Shudas doesn't have to have pas. It's enough with mini targima. Mini targima means cake or fruits or other things. A suda would have anything other than pas. And other Rishonim question whether Rabbeinu Tam is right. Rishonim. So the Vilna Gaon says you should be makir davke to have lecha mishnah. You should have davke pas on lecha mishnah. He quotes the Zohar that when you cut the boat lecha mishnah on Friday night and you cut the boat lecha mishnah on Shabbos morning and you cut the boat lecha mishnah on Shabbos Shudas, and you have two and two and two, adds up to six altogether. You cut all six in half, so you have 12. So the 12 chatzoi chalas, the 12 chatzoi halechem, are mechuvim keneged the 12 lechem aponim that used to switch on Shabbos. The Zohar talks about the 12 chalas on Shabbos that are mechuvim keneged the 12 lechem aponim in the Beit Hamikdash. So when you have 12 chalas on Shabbos, so by the chassidim they introduce the minhag that when you say hamoitzi, so you have two chalas lechem mishnah, then they have another 10. On the paper, so you have a sacha kol of flow. When the Golden Gaon, he didn't go for any of the Chiddush Maisis, said that that's not the pshat in the Zoya, he said that there's a misprint in the Zoya. Instead of Yud Beis Chalas, it should say Yud Beis Chatzoyim. It said Yud Beis Chatzoyim, and then someone made a mistake and they put a ches, and then they thought that the ches stands for Chalas. And they wrote it over Yud Beis Chalas. They said, no, it means Yud Beis Chatzoyim. And the Zoya follows the Maskonas HaGemara, the way the Rashi learns the Maskonas and the Gemara Brachas, that you have to cut both Chalas. And when you have lecha mishnah, you have to cut both chalas. It's a coin sheet based on the Rashbo. And the Gemara broke. If you cut both on Friday night, and both on Shabbos morning, both on Shabbos Shudas, you had Yud-Beis Chatzoyim, Sahakol. He said that that's what the Zohar is referring to. Yeah? So the coin sheet is that you have to have dafke based on the Zohar, based on the Gemara. You have to have dafke lechem. You have to have dafke pas, and you have to have dafke lechem mishnah for Shabbos Shudas. But if one assumes not like that, the Rabbeinu Tam, what's dafke the deal in the Rabbeinu Tam? Why is it that you only require pas for the first two sudas and not for the third sudas? Where do you see Hashemetz, Remez, in the Chumash, that the third Hayom is weaker than the first two Hayoms? Yichlu Hayom, Kishabas Hayom, Lashem Hayom, Lotzim Tzuhu Basodim. Why should you assume that the third Hayom is weaker than the first two? Whether it's an Asmach or a Drosh Yigmur Derais, why should it make a difference? So Rabbeinu explained that he doesn't think it's based on the Hayoms. He thought it's based on a different Mahal. That the Gemara seems to assume that there is a Chiv Kibud V'yoyne on Shabbos in two different parts. It's not one chiyuv onik for the entire Shabbos. It's a din of onik hayom and it's a din of onik halayla. The harayin, the Gemara says, the Gemara speaks about kvod yom odich mikvod layla. That's not a question. What do you mean kibud? What is kibud? What is onik? The pasuk in Yeshaya requires the karas of the Shabbos onik v'rosh Hashem mechubad. It's a requirement in the Divrei Kabbalah of kibud v'yonik. So what does that mean, kibud? What does it mean, onik? So the Vilna Gaon writes in the Dira Agron, Hilchos Yontif, that kibud refers to the hachonis that one makes in advance of Shabbos, the preparation. The person takes a shower before Shabbos, and he cleans the rug, and he sets the table, and he prepares all the food, and he puts on his clothes. Not that when it's Shabbos, he just walked out of the shower, and he wasn't Machal Shabbos. No, he should make hachonis, mibod yom, for Shabbos, and he should sit. The Rami writes, he should sit, the yachel, and the tzap designed to wait to be Machal Shabbos.
I heard that Friday night, if you do this higher on Shabbos morning, suppose you have wine on Friday night, on Shabbos morning, liquor is good enough.
The Kiddush is a different question, but that's the question whether the way you mechabed Shabbos on Friday night and the way you mechabed Shabbos in the daytime, which is more important. So that's the theory. The Gemara says that Kvod Yom is Odik Mikvod Lailo. What do you mean Kvod? According to the Vilna Gaon, according to the Bira Gros, that is not Meduyah, because Kibud refers to all the hachanas that you do mitzvot yom. So what you have to interpret what the Gemara means is oneg. The Gros says that oneg refers to the enjoyment that you have, the pleasure that you have on Shabbos from eating the food and from wearing the clean clothes and so on. And kibud refers to making hachanas mitzvot yom. So the Gemara says,
Friday night, more important than
what about what?
Yeah,
oh, there is a difference, yeah. But it's not, I don't think it's because it's Friday night as opposed to Shabbos morning, because you have to say Kiddush once on Shabbos. So the first time you say it is the obligation that arises. The Kiddush on Shabbos morning is only made the Rabbanon, because you've already said Kiddush. But let's say you hadn't said Kiddush last night, and the Kiddush on Shabbos morning would be the first Kiddush. That would be the more, that would be the important Kiddush. So when the Gemara says that Kvod Yom is Odef Mekvod Laila, according to the Bir Rago, you have to say it's loud after. What it means is that Oneg Yom is Odef Meoneg Laila. And the Magen Avraham quotes from the Zohar, Fakir. The Zohar says that Oneg Laila is Odef Meoneg Yom. What's an Afkimina? Let's say the Balabasta doesn't want to prepare both meals, that they should be exactly identical. To give gefilte fish both meals, and to give soup both meals, and to give chicken both meals, everything the same. She wants to have a little variety. She's going to have a little of this in one meal, a little of that in the other meal. So which meal should she say the more tasty, the more delicious food that the Bnei Bayis enjoy? Let's say some people enjoy chicken better than meat, and some people enjoy meat better than chicken, or as an entree, some people enjoy gefilte fish better than liver, and others enjoy liver better than gefilte fish. So which should she serve which? Which should she serve when? So the Gemara says that Kvod Yom Arif Mekvod Laila, that she should give everybody by Yom what they enjoy better. And according to the Zohar, it's Fakir, that the Kvod Laila is Arif Mekvod Yom. It's complicated the Cheshvin to give everybody what they enjoy best by Yom. But you see both from the Zohar. Mechari, according to the Bir Agro, you have to say the Gemara is Lav Dafka when it says Kvod Yom and Kvod Laila. You have to say that it means Onik. It doesn't mean Kovit. Right, according to the Gro, Kovit refers to Erev Shem. It's such a similar Gemara in Kiddushim. The Gemara says about Kibir Aviyeh, Mechabde B'chaim, Mechabde B'moisoy. So after that, you thought over the Gro, says, Lav Dafka, what do you mean Mechabde B'moisoy? How can you have Kibir Av Lachamisa? If Kibir Av means physical service, Machilo, Mashkeo, Manilo, Machitza, Malvisha, you take care of the physical needs of the parents, how can you speak of Kibir Av Lachamisa? The father's not alive anymore. Watch out to speak about physical assistance. So the Gemara is Lav Dafka. It doesn't mean Mechabdo Lachamos, it means Moira. But the din of Moira applies, they may have and they lachamis. So just like in that Gemara, he thought it was Lav Dafka. Look on this Gemara also. Kvod Yom, Moira, and Kvod Laila. Kvod Laila, and Kvod Yom, Mechara, according to the Gemara, you have to say that it's Lav Dafka. But it really refers to the Oneg. But you see how Kofanik, both from the Gemara and from the Zoya, that there is no Chiyuv Oneg for the whole Shabbos as one unit. There's a separate Chiyuv Oneg Yom and a separate Chiyuv Oneg Laila. So that's how Rav Soloveitchik thought that this chiyuv oinig is what's mechayiv to have a suda with pas by laila and a suda with pas by yom. Just to have a snack, to have a nash, doesn't constitute oinig shabbos. But once you've already had your oinig shabbos by yom, so then why do you have to have shalashudas for oinig? You already had the oinig. So shalashudas is only for the sake of zeich alamon. So that's the three times hayom. So the three times hayom, none of them really require, none of the shalashudas of shabbos would require pas. The only reason why you require pas for the suda is because of the other obligation of oinig. So you have to have a little onik balayla, so you have one suda with pas. You have to have a little onik by yom, you have another suda with a pas. Then for the shalashudas, that's a separate mechayev of the three hayom. Let's say, what would be halacha lemaisa? It says in Shulchan Aruch, the mechaber writes. What if a person didn't feel well on Friday night and he went to sleep and he didn't eat a suda? He didn't eat. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that he should eat all the three sudas by yom. He should have three sudas by yom. Because it says three times hayom, if it would say, ichlu halayla kishabas hayom lashem hayom, it would say once halayla and two hayom, then you have to have one suda balayla and two sudas bayom. This is learning up in the pasuk of three times hayom. So even though the hakhira should have one suda balayla and two bayom, but b'di'evet, if you have all three bayom, you would be yotze. But in this case, you have all three sudas bayom, you wouldn't be yotze the din of oinig yom and oinig laila. You only be yotze the din of oinig yom and the din of the shalosh suda. So then you wouldn't have to have that. The first two have to have pas, and the third could be Mini Tagima. Only the first one, one of the three has to have pas. Doesn't have to be the first, be the second or the third. One of the three suda should have pas, and the other two could have Mini Tagima. It's not halacha that the first two are more important than the third. And that's why on Yontif there's a machlekes, whether on Yontif there's an obligation of Shalosh Suda. Rambam seems to hold the Feirish, but just like there's a requirement of Shalosh Suda by Shabbat, there's a bit of Shalosh Suda by Yontif. Zeich HaLamot, because the Gemara says on the first daf in Beit, so that the man didn't come down on Yom Tov either. Not only did the mon not come down on Shabbos, the mon did not also not come down on Yom Tov. That's why you have to have Lecha Mishnah on Yom Tov. That's why you have to have Zeich HaLamon. And that's why you have to have Shalosh Sudas on Yom Tov also. Zeich HaLamon. But in the Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass like the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch, based on the Yerushalmi, paskins, I think Yerushalmi and Maisa Sheni, that Biur HaMaisis and Shana HaRaviz and Shana HaShmita. By Biur HaMaisis, the Biur HaGrokos is a Hachoch of Yerushalmi against the Rambam. That there's no takana, there's no din of shalashudas on yontif. But as the rice of the rabban, whatever, there's no din of shalashudas on yontif. So you only have to have two sudas. So why do you have to have two sudas? If you don't learn out that three times hayom doesn't apply to yontif, why do you have to have two sudas? That's what Rav Soloveitchik explained. You have to have two sudas because of the din of oneg yom and oneg laila. The din of oneg, the rabban says, does apply to yontif. The din of Afkibah B'Yonik do apply to Yonik. The question that the Beis HaLevi points out that there's a Gemara, Beis HaLevi HaChumash, there's a Gemara in Beit Zah that seems to say against the Rambam that Kibbutz B'Yonik only applies to Shabbos and doesn't apply to Yonik. There's a whole Dion Achrenim talking about that. But the Rambam writes in the Furish that Kibbutz B'Yonik applies equally to Shabbos and to Yonik. So on Yontif, there is no din, we assume not like the Ram, there is no din of Shalash Sudas. The din of Hayom three times doesn't apply, but the din of Kibbutz B'Yonik does apply. So you have to have two Sudas, one for Onig Yom, one for Onig Lila. Let's say on Leil Yontif, the person didn't feel well, he went to sleep without eating. Would he be obligated to make up the Sudas that he missed? No. What's that to make up? You can't make up the Onig Lila. On Shabbos, you have to make up what you missed, because there's a din, in addition to the din of Onig Yom and Onig Lila, there's a din of three Sudas by Yom. But at Yontif, where we assume there is no din of three suitors, there's no din of two suitors, there's only din of Onig Yom and Onig Lila. If you didn't have Alayla, so you just have one suitor by Yom, right? Because you're hungry. If you're hungry, you can have 100 suitors. You know what I'm saying?
Can you say that the Kedusha
of Hayom is more like a Kedusha of Lila? The Kedusha of Hayom? From the fact that you have all Klod Yom is other than Klod Lila, it sounds like the Kedusha of Hayom is other. Yeah. That's what it seems. I don't know. Could be.
You said if you didn't have the first two at night and then if you feed all three in one day, close to the two next day, you could have one, you don't have a...
one would have to have pots and the other two would not have to have pots.
Does that mean you have shelters and just two super shelters and the rain is the two sewage or the first one doesn't have to have the facility of...
I don't remember Shulchan Aruch that it says not so. I don't know. They told me that Rav Moshe Feinstein held not so. But a lot of times in shuls, they make a kiddush on Shabbos morning and then they have milchik. So a lot of times you have a kiddush and people wash and they have a milchik during meal. Someone told me that Rav Moshe had a taina that that's connected to din. I don't know, but it says in Shulchan Aruch on the poskim, I don't know where, that the earlier suda that you have on Shabbos should be more kosher than a later suda. The later suda is going to be fleshing, the earlier suda is milchik, so the earlier suda. That's the question, what constitutes the Mokhan Suda? So in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber quotes from the Gaon is that if you have cake, if you have a desire of cake, a Mezainis, that's considered the Mokhan Suda from the Yotzei Kiddush. And others disagree, the Gaon Gaon disagrees, and hold like the Rosh, that you're only Yotzei Kiddush from Mokhan Suda if you have Pas. You have to adopt your Pas, with which you would be Yotzei the Kiddush. You wouldn't have Pas. And he holds the Shalom Suda for also need Pas. It's not called Kiddush from Mokhan Suda, but it's not called the Suda. The Shabbos purpose is not called the Suda unless you have Pas. Against the Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan holds that the Suda one is Yotzei, the Suda you Yotzei, even if it's not passed, even if it's Mine Tagima. That's for the Din of Oineg, for the Din of Kibbutz the Oineg, you're not Yotzei unless you have passed.
They saw and they shined it down early on Shabbos, so they get home at 10 o'clock. So I saw the same people, they would wash and have a tea, and then have some little bit late breakfast, whatever. Then it was like 1 to 2 o'clock, since it's only the time to have a big Suda later, and then Shabbos Suda is supposed to be in Shua, so they'd have like, the breakfast on our time, and then Shabbos Suda is to be
That's what I was told, that Rav Moshe held that it's improper. So I don't know where it says that in Shulchan Aruch. I don't know. No, the Rav said when you have the three in the day, you wouldn't have to have the first two should have pots and the third one should have pots. Even the second one would. You have to have one should have pots for the purpose of Klod Yom, or Vayne Yom. The other two, which is just for the purpose of Shabbos Shudas, that you can have even Mini Tagina. If you follow the Rav Minitan, if you all like the Rav Minitan, the Shabbos Shudas doesn't have to have pots. That's a shayla. Not all the rishonim agree with the Rav Ben Hasham. They hold that the Suda you have to do. Suda Shabbos you have to have that Suda. Not only to the Klod Yom. Yeah, why not? Why should you insist it has to be dark in this one?
There's Mansuda. The man talks about that there's Mansuda, and there's a big
shows that a child is correct, so if you have a suda later, the main suda that comes to the Gemara and the suda. At the morning, there is a suda in the morning, the one comes to the Gemara, there's one suda, they give for each profession a different zman, so on Shabbos everyone's in shul, everyone would have a dinner of the Chalapah, maybe he doesn't eat till early afternoon, so maybe that's when the suda is supposed to be in zman.
Why can't you be able to throw yom later? Any time in the day, just to throw yom. Unless you say that to Suda. Some kind of a din, that's what they say in the name of Rabbi Asher. That the earlier Suda on Shabbos has to be more becovered than the later Suda on Shabbos. I don't know where it says that in the Talmud. Okay. Am I being honest?
The difference between Amik and Simchas is on Shabbos is Amik, and Simcha means you buy a wife dress every morning.
Right, that's another thing, right. There's Kibbutz and there's Onig and there's Simcha. That's another point. Simcha is only on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. And Kibbutz the Yoyne, even though it's only given by Shabbos, the Rambam writes that it applies also to Yom Tov, right? That's what it means, the Rosh Chodesh is a Yom Tov for the women. They hold out to buy dress every Rosh Chodesh. I don't know. Safi Pashkas is not correct. Safi Pashkas there shouldn't be mafsikim between the Kiddush and the Suda. So if they're going to eat right away, so they may as well be mafsikim for the Vilna Goy Shita. The report from the Rosh that you're not going to eat Kiddush mafsikim Suda unless you have Pashkas. Does it make Kiddush on Shabbos? That's dumb, not right. The din is you're supposed to say Kiddush on Shabbos morning on wine also. If you don't have wine, if you can't afford it, if it's too expensive, then we're makel that you can recite Kiddush on Chama Medina. But who can't afford wine in America? What say you can't afford wine? That's what Moshe Feinstein writes. He doesn't understand. Somebody asked him what's acceptable for Chama Medina, for Havdalah, for Kiddush on Shabbos morning. So he writes a whole shuva, then he writes, but I don't understand, where do you live? What world do you live in? Where is it that wine is not much? In Europe, they couldn't afford wine. Chavos Chaim couldn't afford wine, so he always made Kiddush on bread. On Chalos on Friday night. He rarely ever made Kiddush on wine. Other people that were so poor, they couldn't afford wine. But what should I have to say in America? You can't afford wine? We have wine pouring in the streets all the time. Okay? It's also good. Wine from Rains is also good. I'm not sure. I think what the Russian means is that Zos is like Zeh HaDavar, that's an exact precise quotation. So that's only Chamisha Chumisha Teir. And Zikaron is something less than that. That refers to something other than Chumisha. And Basefer is Ksuvim in contrast to Nevi'im. As Rav Chaim explained, what is the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim? He said that Nevi'im were Nitan Lehi Novois. The Nevu'ah was given to the Navi, Bari Nivsva Soim, that he should deliver the message to the people. And then later on it was Nitan Lehi Kosta B'Torah's Nevu'ah. After having delivered it, then it's called a Nevu'ah. Before he delivers it, it's not called a Dvar Nevu'ah. After delivering it, it's called a Nevu'ah, then it's Nitan Lehi Kosta. Masheni Ken Ksuvim was initially Nitan Lehi Kosta. That's why it's called Ksuvim. It was Nitan Lehi Kosta initially. It was never delivered to anybody. The message is never delivered to anybody. It was originally composed, the Ruach HaKodesh, not delivered orally. So that's perhaps the interpretation of the three, that the word Ksov Zos refers to like Zeh HaDavor, the exact Nevuah, and Zikaron refers to something lower than that, like Kohem HaHashem, a Zikaron. And Sefer means something which is Nikdam Lehikos. Maybe that's what it means. And that passage, the Stamatram, why does it say the symbiose Ne Yehoshua? If he's going to write it down in Tanakh, or he's going to write it down in Chumash, of course Yehoshua Benin is going to learn everything that's given. Why does he stretch? You see, Lord Yeshua, make sure you chazur it with Yeshua. So they quote in the name of the Vilna Goyen, based on the Gemara in Baba Basra, that the Gemara says that when David sent Yoav ben Tzeruya to fight Amalek, that he only killed the men and he didn't kill the women. And he said, how you talking? What'd you do? You have to kill everybody. So he said, my Rebbe taught us, Kimchei Zachar Amalek, you only have to kill the men. He said, that's what the Rebbe taught. So the Gemara says, David wanted to go kill the Rebbe because he didn't teach well. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Mishlei that a Rebbe who does a lousy job is chayav nisa. You have to kill a Rebbe. He wanted to go kill a Rebbe because he didn't teach him well. So the Vilna Gaon, and what was the mistake? Either the mistake was that the Rebbe said wrong, Zohar, or the Rebbe, Rashi says that the Rebbe knew. The Rebbe said Zechar HaMalek, or Rashi says the Rebbe wasn't he didn't listen to the Talmidim read like a good Rebbe is supposed to have the Talmidim read the Gemara. He's not supposed to read the Gemara and assume that they know how to read. How do they know how to read? Well, they have Ruach HaKodesh. You have to listen to them read, make sure that they have it straight. So Yoav ben Tzuri's Rebbe didn't listen when they were chazring the pasuk. He said it right, Pinchas Zecher HaMoed, but he didn't have them chazring for him to make sure that they got it right. So Yoav ben Tzuri got it wrong. He thought that it's Zohar. So the Vilna Gaon says that's why it says over here, Ksozos Yikom HaSeifer, and make sure Simbi Oznei Yeshua, make sure you tell him how to pronounce the word, that the word is Zecher, it's not Zohar. That's the question, Taka, what is the word? What is the word? So in the Maaseh Rav, they quote that the Vilna Gaon used to learn Zecher with a segel. And they quote that Chaim Volozhiner doesn't remember that. Chaim Volozhiner said he doesn't remember in his time, and he learned by the Gro, that he used to say Zecher. He thinks that he used to say Zecher. Like all of the, everybody says Zecher. Everybody says Zecher. Why should you say Zecher? So Rabbi Meshulam Ruach writes in his Sefer, he has in his Chuvis called Mevasir, a whole kuntras on in Yonah from the Vilna Gaon. So he thinks that the Gaon is wrong here. Everybody assumes, I think, the Gaon is wrong. So it's not supposed to be Zecher, it's supposed to be Zecher. And he says that. Says all over Zecher. Never says that. But he says other Rebbe. He suggests that that perhaps was the mistake of the Rebbe, that the Rebbe said Zecher, or the Rebbe had the Talmud say Zecher, and he didn't correct him, because when you have a word in Hebrew which has a noun that has two kamatzim, or, and you want to make it in smichas, so then you make the smichas into two segolim, like it says, Bayal Ashon Eshen Hakifshon. So the word is Oshon. When you make it in smichas, you write Eshen Hakifshon. That the word would be Zohar only the men, and you want to make it into smichas. Zohar Rav HaMolek, then the smichas would be Zecher HaMolek. So that's what the Rebbe said, Zecher HaMolek. And that's wrong, because Zecher HaMolek means that it's only the men and not the women. The correct reading is Zecher HaMolek. That's how the Kol Mevasa suggests. Otherwise, such a Kirchak Mizrach Mimairah. But the Rebbe said Zecher and the Talmud said Zohar. How can it be such a mistake? He says, no, it's a Torah's Kalo. It was a very slight mistake in Dictik over here. The Rebbe said Zecher, or the Rebbe let the Talmud say Zecher, and the Talmud misunderstood that Zecher is a smichas of Zohar, and really supposed to be Zecher. That's what he meant.
Zecher really means
the
Zohar. No.
I could.
Zecher could mean the Zohar.
But it also means,
that's the question.
If
I
have Zecher, is it
always Zecher? Never find out a Zecher.
Well,
they changed it because of the Vilna Gaon, but never appears like that. We have other psukim about Masorah Torah Shemalka. Yeah, the only going to suggest that here it's Simbi Ozen Yeshua about Parshas Amalek B'miyuchah, because there's a pasuk that one could misread. That's what he suggests around this. In this week's Sedra we have the din of Tchumim Shvu Yish Takt Abal Yetzi Yish Men Komo. Mora has a machlokes whether Tchumim is the Raisa, Tchumim is the Rabbana. There are three opinions. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that Tchumim of Alpai Mama is a din the Raisa. The Mishnah, Saita. Mora always refers to Rabbi Akiva. Mora holds Tchumim Ali Rabbi Akiva. Where is Rabbi Akiva? It's a Mishnah in Saita. Bo Bayom. And Terek Hishem. Bo Bayom, on that day that they fired Rabbi Amriel, so they said all these dinim. So one of the dinim Rabbi Akiva said was that Tchumim is the Raisa and he darshan from a pasuk Alpai Mama. And the other Tanoim disagree hold that Tchumim is not there, right? And the Yerushalmi has that it's a compromised opinion that the Rambam and the Rif quote that perhaps Tchumim Yud Beis Mil is there, right? Alpai Mam is 1 mil. Alpai Mam is the shear of 1 mil. So there's one opinion in the Yerushalmi that the Rif and the Rambam quote that maybe Yud Beis Mil is there, right? And Alpai Mam is only the Rabbanim. The Mokker for this, whether it's a real Drosh Gemurah there, right? It's only an Asmachta. That's the Machlokes. It's from the Pasuk Shvu Ish Tachto. Al Yetzi Yishmin Komo Bayom Hashvi. Shvu Yish Tachtov. What is Tachtov? Where he is? Yim Komo. Tachtov. Pashut Shem. The Zohar has a common here. Tachtov. Chassidish is what I'm talking about. Basem is another talking about. Tachtov means Tachas Hashgachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Under his presence. Under the Shechina. And on Shabbos is a special Hashgachas Prot. It's most on the rest of it. But the Pashut Shvu Yish Tachtov, every person should stand where he is. Al yetzi ish mem koma b'yom ha'shvi'i. So the Gemara has the machlokes on that pasuk, whether this is referring to tchumin or this pasuk is referring to hoitzoah. Al yetzi ish mem koma b'yom ha'shvi'i b'kelav b'yodoi. You shouldn't walk out carrying your pots and pans in order to collect the mon and to put it into the kelim. Maybe the pasuk is referring to hoitzoah. Maybe the pasuk is referring to tchumin. If one should assume that tchumin is their rice, then the Gemara has a further machlokes at the end of the first perek in Erevin, whether one gets malchus on it. Even if you have tchumin as the rice, it's not one of the malachas. It's not a malacha that yichayiv chatos and yichayiv misa b'meizir and yichayiv chatos b'shoik. It's not korot on tchumin. It's a separate isa. That's why even if you hold that tchumin is the rice, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's the rice on Yom Kippur. There are three shittas in Mishalim. On the assumption that tchumin is the rice, is it only the rice on Shabbos, or is it even the rice on Yom Kippur but not on Yom Kippur? Because Yom Kippur has mamish only in Shabbos, so it's even the rice on Yom Kippur. Taisus says that if tchumin is the rice, it's the rice on Yom Tov as well. Now the Rishonim say it's not correct. Machlok is mefurish, and there's a machlok is the Rambam and the Rav Daniel Ababli. Even if you hold that tchumin is the rice on Shabbos, whether that applies to Yom Kippur or not. Those are the three sheets. So the Gemara in the end of the first Perek in Erev, why? What's that issue? Because perhaps the only things that are carried over from Shabbos to Yom Kippur, from Shabbos to Yom Tov, are the malachas. Perhaps the other dinim don't apply. Let's say if you hold havara lelav Yom. Gemara has a machlokes hatanan. Why did the Chumash single out havara? Let's elaborate the Chumash. But we assume that it's not that there's anything different about havara. Havara is just lachalik yot. Dovishay bechlal yot manaklal lamed akol akol kulo yotza. What's lamed akol akol kulo yotza? That lachalik yot is you don't have to violate all the lamed tests of the malachas in order to be chayiv misa, in order to be chayiv chatos b'shoikig. If you violate any one malacha, like let's barish b'chomesh v'seichem, or who adinami if you do bishul, who adinami if you do any other malacha, if a person does any one malacha, a single malacha, so lachalik yot is every malacha has a chiluk chatos. You chayiv chatos on each one, you chayiv misa for each one separately. That's why we pasken. And one Tana disagrees and he holds no that havara is lalav yotzes. The reason why the Chumash singles it out is to teach me that havara is weaker than the other lametas and lochas. That there's no misa and there's no koris and there's no chatos on havara. There's no chatos and there's no misa and there's no koris on havara. So we don't pass like that. The Tosfos in Pesachim at the end of the day has a machlokes. If you hold that havara lalav yotzes, would there be a prohibition of havara on Yom Tov or not? The Tosfos has 2 days. Maybe all the only dinim that are carried over from Shabbat to Yom Tov are those that are malachas. But once you hold havara lalav yotzes, maybe means that it's not a malachas and a mele, it's mutar on Yom Tov. There's no isa havara at all. The question is the other opinion, according to the other day, that even if havara lalav yotzes, it still does apply on Yom Tov, what does that mean? That means that you carry over all the laws of Shabbos to Yom Tov, even Shvi'is Behemta. And even Kumin, that's what it means. You carry over everything from Shabbat to Yom Tov. Well, no, you only carry over Malachas Tate. And Shvi'is Behemta and Kumin would not apply on Yom Tov. Kumin says the same, it does apply on Yom Tov. Mishnah says that long be in the Rabbana. It won't be in the Rabbana. Maybe the din is that you only carry over Malachas, but even if you hold Havor Alav Yatzos, it's still a Malacha. It's Malacha, which doesn't have Misa and Kares. That's what the Shagasari attacks. He says, the other Sheikh in Tesis, he says, is like Nita Mayomet. It just grates in the wrong way. How can you say such a thing? And Haschina quotes that in the Masa HaShabbos, in the name of the Shabbos. How can you say such a thing? That Havor Alav Yatzos means that it's not a Malacha. Of course it's a malach. The only thing is that it doesn't have these same cards. It's in time that it's like Yitzhak Layon to say that there's no, that it's not even called a malach. Anyway, but it's...
It is a malach, but it has a lesser
Amish. Right. That's what Yitzhak Layon said. Therefore, it should certainly apply to Yom. The Minchaschina quotes the Shagasari, the Tshuva Shagasari, that Yitzhak is against Tosfos. He says he doesn't like that opinion at all, to say that Havora shouldn't apply to Yom, because Yol Havora Lelav Yatzos. He says it doesn't make any sense at all. So the more the end of the first parak in Erevin assumes for the Pasha that even if Tchumen is deraisa, whenever it's deraisa on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur, on Yom, whatever, there wouldn't be any miso. There wouldn't be any koris. Even though there's miso and koris on the other malachas, Tchumen is not a malach. That's for sure. Tchumen is not a malach. That's what the Maharsha points out. Even though for Echel Nefesh purposes one is permitted to violate malachas, but you're not permitted to go chutz for Tchumen. For the purpose of Echel Nefesh, let's say I have no food. The only way to get any food is to go chutz for Tchumen. So the din is that you fast. So your first time Yom Tov, you're not permitted in time of Echel Nefesh to go chutz for Tchumen. Why? Because the heter Echel Nefesh is only in Malacha, like the Rabban explained. On Shabbos the Torah forbids Malacha. On Yom Tov the Torah forbids Malacha Tavoida. From Malacha Tavoida lo yasavoida. Only Malacha Tavoida. Whatever is Malacha Echel Nefesh is not called Malacha Tavoida. But that whole distinction only makes sense within the area of Malachas. But Tchumen is Bechlal not a Malacha. Never was a Malacha. It doesn't make any sense to say that Tchumen should be mutter for the purpose of Echel Nefesh. The Feirish that's forbidden. One is not permitted to go. It's forbidden merater. One is not, if you hold a tchum in the derech, you're not permitted to go chutz l'tchum for the purpose of getting food. So the Gemara in the end of the first parak in Erevin has this machlokes amarayim. On the assumption that tchum is deraisa, based on this pasuk shvu ishtachta by yetzer yishmim koma by yom ashri, the Gemara has a machlokes whether there would be malchus or not on tchum. Lisa there wouldn't be. Chorus there wouldn't be. The Gemara had a suggestion that should be chorus. The Gemara backs off on it. There's no misa, there's no chorus for sure not. The only shayla is whether there would be malchus or not. What's the question? The Tesis interprets the Gemara to be saying the following. The question is, what is the Pshutah Shal Mikra on this pasuk and what is the Drashas Chachamim? If the Pshutah Shal Mikra reads, Shvu Yishtach Vayetzi Yishmim Koma Bayom Ashradas Bayom Ashri, the Kale of the Yodo, that nobody should walk out carrying their Kale, so the Pshutah Shal Mikra goes on Hoitzor. And it's only a Drasha of the Torah Shabbat Peh, Al Yetzi Yishmim Koma, not the Gochut Putkum, then there will not be any Malkus on it, because there's no Malkus on the Drasha of Torah Shabbat Peh. But if the Pshutah Shal Mikra is referring to Tchum, then there would be Malkus. Why? Because you only get malchus on a lav that shuta shal mikra. That's one of the rules and regulations of malchus. It has to be dumi, the lav the hasima. The Torah has the parasha of malchus next to the dina for tzach and shor b'disha. So any lav, in order to get malchus, has to be similar to lav the hasima, has to be similar to tzach and shor b'disha. So one of the basic similarities is that it has to be written in the chumash. It has to be a pasuk in the Torah. That it's, if you have an isa that's only known through the Torah Shabbat Peh, like the Rambam writes, if somebody eats orlo b'chutz l'aretz, if you plant a tree and the pears grow the first 3 years, and you eat the oil of a chutzpah, since it's only halacha l'moshe nisinai, so the Rambam says that there's no malchus. And Rashi writes the same in Sanhedrin on the Beis, that if you have an oral she'ovad, a kohen is an oral, and he does avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, so the pasuk in Yecheskel says that such a kohen is forbidden to do avoid it. Mar says, what, Yecheskel invent a new din? Mar says, no. Ados Yecheskel, Man Amara, whoever knew the din, says, Mar says, no. Ados Yecheskel, it was Hilchus of Gemirulah, there was halacha l'moshe nisinai. And Yecheskel never recorded this halacha moshe misinai. So Rashi says, since it's only halacha moshe misinai, there's no malchus on that. You never get any malchus on something that's halacha moshe misinai. Why not? Because if it's not mefurish b'kros, it's not dumi de l'sachs m'shor b'disha. Number one, the rule is that it has to be written in the chumash. Number two, it has to be written in a similar fashion to l'sachs m'shor b'disha. It has to be written either yishom pen al or loy. Even if it's written, but it's written as a lashon of Allah Abba Chalal Hasei, so you're also not loikas. The Koshkin is not written at all. You're certainly not loikas. So that's how Taisis interprets the Machloikas Amarayim in the Gemara at the end of the first Perek in Erevin. Is a malchus for one who violates the din of Tchumen or not? Is the Pshutu Shal Mikra referring to Tchumen? If you assume Tchumen is the right, is that the Pshutu Shal Mikra? In which case there would be malchus or not? Pshutu Shal Mikra is really referring to Haitzoa, and it's only a drasha. Naniach Taka, it's a drasha Gemara deraisa, that Tchumen is the right, but it's only a drasha. So therefore there wouldn't be any malchus. Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokes achronim. If one assumes that Tchumen is deraisa, what about Tchumen on his kelim? There is a din, let's say on Yontif, I have a Tchum Yontif, I'm not permitted to go chutz l'tchum. And even if another person lives in another area, he has a different Tchum. And we have overlapping Tchum and we can meet each other, so let's say I'll go visit him and he'll visit me, whatever, and I'll give him a gift. And then he'll take that gift, but it's tov tchumo. So the Mishnah says at the end of the day that that's forbidden. It's forbidden for any person to go chut l'tchumo, and it's forbidden for my kelim to go chut l'tchum habaylim. Whoever takes it out, chut l'tchum. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokes achronim whether that prohibition is deraisa derabbanan. But how can that be deraisa? Where does it say that in the Chumash? The whole makkah for tchumen is al yetzer yishmim koma. Shvu yishtach al yetzer yishmim koma. So the Chumash. With Tchumen. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Machlokes Achronim, and then he says, and believe it or not, the Ramban says the Mechudesh did away, that it's deraisa. Quotes the Ramban on Erevin. Ramban says the Chumen did away, that Shvist, that Tchum on Kalim is an Issa deraisa. If you hold that Tchumen is deraisa, so Tchumen on Kalim is also deraisa. I guess this pasuk is like he says. Al Yeti Yishman come with the Kelim of the Yadav, then he's going on Tchum. He's going on Tchum with the Kelim. He's going on both the person and on the Kelim.
What's the
Svar of
the Ramban? That it's not worse than...
I guess like he suggested, that the Kelim of the Yadav. Al Yeti Yishman come with the Kelim of the Yadav. It goes that the Pshut HaShem Mikra perhaps goes on carrying Kelim on Hoitzor, but the Rosh HaChachamim goes on Tchum. It goes on Tchum on the person and on Tchum on the Kelim.
At the very most, is the Rosh HaChazal. But
Right. If it's a drashic mura, then it's an isa dera.
And then you won't give up.
Okay. The Gemara had, we learned Gemara in the first parak in Ksubis, where the Gemara said that at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, Afilu Ubrim Shebimei Imon, Omru Shira. The Gemara quoted the pasuk in Tilim. The Makelish Baruch Hu Elokim Hashem and the Kol Yisrael. That pasuk alone doesn't really speak about Shira. The Gemara understood from the context of the parsha they're speaking about Shira. The Gemara says, Afilu Ubrim Shebimei Imon, Omru Shira. Even the embryos that weren't born, and then the Gemara says, one time it says, even the babies who were nursing from their mother's body. The other time it says, even the Ubrim Sheb Me'imon. What shock that they said Shira, they understood what was going on. They didn't understand anything. A baby understands something, an Uber understands. He has no seichel yet. So you see that the Chachamim understood that this was an issue of intuition. It wasn't something logical. It was a matter of instinct. Instinctively, when Esau said Shira. And the Medrash comments on Oz Yashir, the Medrash quotes the pasuk in the end of Mishlei, Pi Pascha B'Chachma, that at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, the Jewish people finally instinctively felt that they're supposed to say a Shira, that all the years before that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done wonderful things for the Merishon, for Avraham Avinu, and for Noach, and for Yitzchak, and for Yankov, and for Moshe, everybody, they all failed to say Shira. They didn't develop this instinct. At this occasion, it was Pi Pascha B'Chachma, they finally developed this full instinct to sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shira the Medrash says when was in the chlus of the Yamuna, as the pasuk reads, "Vayiru Hamas Hashem, Vayamidim Hashem of Moshe Avdoi." This is a very important pasuk. Achad Ha'am was an atheist. He writes in wasn't even an agnostic. He was an atheist. And he writes in one of his essays. I think some Reform rabbi wrote a critique of Achad Ha'am years ago. So he writes that. Achad Ha'am knew French, and he used to read all the French psychologists and just translate them into Hebrew. And he shows you every marker for every essay that Achad Ha'am has. He gives you who the French writer was and who the other writers were that he quoted. So one of the essays that Achad Ha'am has is a whole apikrusish essay on this pasuk. That emunah, when people believe in the existence of God, is only because they're scared, only because they're afraid. So Mitzrima chasing after them and his Yamsu, they're going to die, so all of a sudden they had to invent the belief in God and God's going to save them, and made up a whole bother mindset that there was a Kriyas Yamsu. That's what it says. He said Mechumash. By Yerham they were scared out of their wits. By Yamino, and they developed all religion. That's what all the apocalypse say, that all of religion is a crutch, that it's people are sort of frightened, people are nervous and they're worried and so on. So they invent Emunah as a religion. The Medrash speaks on this pasuk as stressing two important yisaidis, the Yira, Yira Shamayim and Amunah. The Medrash says, wasn't the Yira Shamayim earlier? They weren't afraid before. It says the Mitzrim were had Yira Shamayim. After all the Esamachis, there wasn't a Yira Shamayim. The Medrash says, yeah, there was Yira Shamayim, but there was somehow a greater level of Yira Shamayim at this time. And then the Medrash says, that's one Medrash. And then the other Medrash says, wasn't there Amunah before? Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hein le'aminu li le'ishmo le'koli. They won't believe me, and then it says Vayamin Hom, but they didn't believe. So the Medrash says, it says already they had Emunah. Why does it say all of a sudden now Vayamin Hashem is Moshe Abba? The Medrash says, yeah, there was Emunah, but somehow now there was more Emunah. What exactly this means, we don't know. That's what the different Sfarim discuss. What was added on the level of Yerushalayim? What was added on the level of Emunah? We don't know, but the pasuk seems to be implying that something additional occurred at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. So somehow in this Yerushalayim, when this Emunah occurs, the Medrash says, Shor Saleim Ruach HaKodesh. They had the Ruach HaKodesh, and this led them, this gave them the ability to have this instinctive reaction of singing Shira. So the Medrash assumed that since it was at this, wasn't a logical thing that they figured out philosophically, it was an instinctive matter, Shor Saleim Ruach HaKodesh. So that's why even the Ubrim and even the babies also participated in singing the Shira. Emunah, we assume, is always like that. Emunah is not a philosophical thing. Emunah and Hakara are two different things. Hakara, idea, is something that a person figured out, something that a person understands that he knows. Emunah means that he cannot prove it logically, but he has somehow an instinctive feeling that this is so. It's not enough to have an instinctive feeling. It means that he has something more than instinct, but something very basic. It's not some that he philosophically figures out that God exists and so on. Matzah is called Mechwez Behenusam. So basically, you can say over in the drushes that Balatanya has a whole drush on the Zohar. Matzah is called the Mechwez Behenusam, the bread of Emunah. Why is Matzah the bread of Emunah? So the commentary suggests, because that this matzah has nothing tasty about it. No flavor in it, nothing. It isn't right, nothing special. Comment is that it's something that Michael Ben Yodam, matzah is that it's nothing special. So that's what emunah is supposed to be, something very plain. Emunah pshut is supposed to be very plain. On Shavuot, which is the yantav of Kabbalah Sateru, we're supposed to learn that then there's a special mitzvah to bring a carbon from chametz. The shtei lechem is the one and only carbon that has to be chametz. Why? It's already, when it comes to learning, you have to apply your head and say, you have to eat Michael ben Yodam. You have to eat Michael ben Yodam. It has to be chitim. On Pesach, the carbon ha'imer is brought, that's the carbon from Seirim. Seirim is Michael ben. And on Shavuos, the carbon shtei lechem is brought, that's the carbon from chitim. Chitim is Michael ben Yodam. So on Pesach, it's supposed to be Yom Tov Emuna, to be mechazik, the service of Emuna. Emuna is an Indian, like a behema, has an instinct. That's how the Baal HaTanya quotes from Tehillim. Pasuk reads in Tehillim, Hani Bahamas Hayisi Imo. The man speaks of his level of Emuna like a behema has natural instincts. And that's how Emuna is supposed to be. The Pasuk says in another place, Kayol Taragal Afiki Moin, Kanafshi Taragal Echo Hashem. Just like the gazelle has a natural instinct to find where the water is. It doesn't see where the water is, but smells it. Somehow he has a natural instinct. So too, Kainab Shitarga Lech Hashem, that Emunah is supposed to be something very instinctive. Where does this instinct come from? But the Sfarim explain, also Avesh you can see over, the Sfarim explain that it comes from the fact that the Malach teaches the baby, Kola Tarakula, in the Uber, in the state of being an Uber, B'nei Imai. That's why some of us say Adarabba. But it doesn't necessarily mean that according to the Tana that the Uber said Shira, it doesn't mean that the Yonki Shadaim also said Shira. In the simple Pshat in Gemara, you would read that one Tana says that the older people said Shira, Gemara and Saitan, Perik Yishen. The other Tana says even the little baby said Shira, who were nursing from their mothers. And the third Tana says even the Ubrim. So one of the commentaries on the Anyankin says it's not necessarily the Pshat, even the Ubrim. He thinks that maybe means only the Ubrim and not the others. The Uber, whom the Malach didn't cause, he didn't slap him yet, and he didn't forget Kala Terakulu yet. So maybe he's saying Shira, the baby who was born already. So he neither has the Torah, nor is he old enough to understand anything. So maybe he didn't say Shira. That's a suggestion that they give. But the premise that they suggest is an acceptable one, for sure. That Latanya has this variation, that this Abba Hamasu Teres that we assume that every Jewish person has towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this Abba Hamasu Teres comes from the fact that the Malach teaches the Uber Kala Terakulu before the child is born. It gives him this natural instinct towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Rambam writes in Hilchos Gerushin, if a person doesn't want to write it, doesn't want to give his wife a gift, and the din requires that he should, he quotes the din of Makanosa Shiyama writes on it. The Rambam quotes from the Gemara in Cheskes HaBatim. How is that good? So he's giving the gift under duress, but the Gemara gives two reasons there. So the Rambam said, difficult Rambam, why he quotes this, he should have quoted the other reason in the Gemara that we passed the light. The Gemara says that so you the Dovin's being a Jew, but it's called Nidait on it. I have the Rambam Pasuk. The Rambam over here, and at the end of Paradise, the Hilchos Gerushin quotes the other time in the Gemara. That everybody wants to do Ratzon Hashem. So all Jewish people have a natural, innate desire to do Mitzvah Sater. Where does that natural desire come from? Even if they're brought up as Pikuris Mishmur, we assume that in their genes, they have a natural desire to do mitzvah sabbat. So that's in this emunah that's implanted within everyone. That's the Abba Hamasu Teres that every person has. Even if he doesn't have this Abba Gluy at all, we assume that every Jewish person has it. Every Jewish person has this. And this is assumed to be based on the fact that the Malach teaches the baby Kola Terakula before he's born. Somehow the Kola Terakula is a representation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's teaching him what Elokus is all about. So that's why every Jewish neshama has this... has emunah, has basically has an emunah, and has a desire to do mitzvah sater. And the shira is assumed to be an instinctive expression, not something that's logically thought out. It's an instinctive expression of this innate emunah. The Medrash quotes many pesukim like that. That the shira was the shuri mirosh amona, pasuk in shira shira. That the shira was an extension of the emunah. And Shira Shira, Toshuri Meirosh Amon. The Medrash on this pasuk quotes Toshuri Meirosh Amon. In this week's Haftarah, there's the issue as to whether women can have a position as a dayan or not. Not women, rabbis. that there's no Hava Mina. But you mentioned that Rashi has on Parshas Dvarim. So Rashi says, if you know means Anoshim Tzadik. You see, there's not even a Hava Mina to have women rabbis. But here it says that Dvorah was shot to Israel, Vayalu Eilah Bnei Yisrael HaMishpat. The people came to Dvorah for Mishpat. So Tosi says in Bava Kamma, it would appear that she was a Dayanus. So Tosi suggests maybe it was only Alpiyah Dibur, maybe if it weren't Hayruashu Alpiyah Dibur, maybe she wouldn't be able to pass him. Maybe she passed him, maybe it doesn't mean La Mishpat, maybe it doesn't mean Dine Torah, maybe it means for other purposes, like Sharif, maybe other things. And Tosi, whether women are kosher to be a Dayananak, what's the issue? What the issue? Because the Mishnah says in Nidah that whoever is Pasul Laedis is automatically Pasul Dayanus. There are people who are Kosher Laedis and they're also Pasul Dayanus. Let's say a person is observant but he's not a Talmachah. He doesn't know the laws of the Torah. Kosher Laedis, but he's Pasul Dayanus. To be qualified to be a Dayan, you have to be number one Kosher Laedis, number two, you have to know how to learn. But if you're Pasul Laedis, then you're certainly Pasul Dayanus. That's the Mishnah. And the din is that women are Pasul Laedis. So if we pass this, we should assume that women should be possible there. So that's the one opinion in Tosfos. Some places suggest maybe it's not so. Shalal Allah. One of the places is called the Kamet Hezvav HaMenal. We have in a few places. In other places, places have. They discuss what's the status of this parsha that it says Dvorah was Shoftar Sisra. She was an Isha Neviya. What does it mean that she was Shoftar
Sisra? What position was the Rashi talking about?
Which
Dvorah. That's to be more than Dayan, the people who
have not. Be a rabbi. I will be a rabbi.
Well, but Moshe Ben, you still say what he's doing all day because I'm answering the question. So it sounds like what Dvorah was doing.
But then they were then they wanted to be Mamed Dayan, to appoint Dayan and to appoint rabbis. So Rashi says in the name of the Sipre that there's no Salta Daitav that women can be appointed.
Yeah, but maybe it's not both, it's Rashi and the Stokes. Sounds like the same position.
Not necessarily. No. So when they discuss the paskin and shayla, woman certainly can. Sefer Achinuch writes that the din that a shikar is forbidden to paskin applies equally to men and to women. So the Purush in the Sefer Achinuch. But regarding the other din of mamishpot, not to take shechad and not to be mata mishpot, there the Achinuch writes that it only applies to men, doesn't apply to women. So obviously he holds that a woman is possible to be on a beg. It's not that she should get shechad. But the paskin and shayla in the Sefer Achinuch that a woman can paskin also. Did she not?
Then you're already.
The moment you have to have a Bezdin with Dayanim, so a woman is possible. And then Tesis has a suffix, is that correct or not? That a woman is possible to be a Dayan. That's the Shaila that Tesis discussed. Based on this week's Sedra, there are more writers, there's a minute Kugel on Shabbos. What's the state of Kugel? Kugel is supposed to have. Kugel, the Ramah says, is supposed to have a hard crust on the top and on the bottom. That's the definition of the Ramah of Kugel. And what is it? What is it based on? That the mon was covered on top and on the bottom with a towel. So there's a shifras towel on top and on the bottom. So zechel amon, the Ramah writes, is a minik that kugel, which has a crust on top and on the bottom. And then there's another minik that the Rishonim have to cover the chalas. So there are three different reasons that the Rishonim gives. So some say it should be covered zechel amon, that it was covered on top and on the bottom. And we eat the chalas in zechel amon. Other Rishonim give other reasons.
The bottom one, I'm sure, because the one on Friday, eat the bottom chalas, because if you got two portions of mud, then the bottom one would be the one that you would be. The bottom one was the day of Friday, and the top one would be the day of Shabbos.
That's why. I don't think so. No. Shulchan Aruch, they quote different Alpi Kabbalah. There's an issue Alpi Kabbalah. Are you supposed to hold the Lechem Mishnah one next to each other, one on top of the other? So those who hold one on top of the other, usually they hold them back to back, so the two flat parts are touching each other. So if you hold them back to back, then it says in the Shulchan Aruch that on Friday night you should eat from the bottom one. On Shabbos morning you should eat from the top one for different reasons. Because the Friday night and Shabbos in the daytime, like they said, Api Aloha, the Kvod Yom, what if Nikvod Laila, the Zer says Kvod Laila, what if Nikvod Yom, whatever it is. But you see that there are different Pchinas of Shabbos. Somehow there's a different type of a Pchinas Ayom or something. And the Shabbos, which one is other from which? So it says in the Sifrei Kabbalah, based on the Zohar, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, they quote that. That Friday night is the Pchinas Malchus. From the seven spheres, whatever that means. Friday night is Bechinas Malchus. That's why on Friday night we say Yanuchu Voh, because Malchus is Lashon HaKeh. And Shabbos in the morning is Bechinas Yisod. That's why on Shabbos we say Yanuchu Voh, because the word Yisod is Lashon Zohar, and Shabbos in the daytime is Voh. That's why the Magen Avraham quotes that Api Zohar, the best Ali on Shabbos morning is Shishi. Api Nigla, the best Ali is Shlishi. Because the first Aliyah you can get is Shlishi, unless you're a Kohen or a Levi. But if you're not a Kohen or a Levi, the first Aliyah they can possibly give you is Shlishi. So that's assumed to be the best Ali, the biggest Tamachach, we're supposed to get Shlishi, unless it's a Kohen or a Levi. And the Magen Avraham quotes that Alpi Zohar, the best Ali on Shabbos is Shishi, because Shabbos in the daytime is Pinas Yisod. So that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that on Friday night, since Friday night is the Pinas Malchus, so you should eat from the bottom challah, which is the bottom. Malchus is the bottom of sphere in the setting. And Shabbos morning is the Pinas Yisod, which is next to the bottom sphere, called Yisod Malchus. So that's why you should eat from the challah on top, not the bottom.
Some people
don't know. In Shulchan Aruch they give other reasons though why you're supposed to cover the challah. The real Iker Tan, the real reason Al-Pidin is that Kehechi Dittes, no, it's also Psal-Pidrush. No, the real reason that the Rishonim give is Kehechi Dittes Yisudo Likor de Shabbat. You should demonstrate that every day of the week we eat a meal. But we want to demonstrate that on Shabbos the meal is L'kvot Shabbos. So we first take Kiddush and then we bring the food. So that's why many Pasuk say that the proper, that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say, the proper thing is not only to cover over the challah, to cover over all the food on the table, and not to bring the food to the table at all. Till after you say the Kiddush. That's on Friday night. On Shabbos morning is a Shiloh also. On Shabbos morning, should you cover over everything around the table, or is it enough just to cover the challahs because of the boshes of the challah? Three different reasons that are given. Why you cover the challah? As we said, it also has the din of Hida Mitzvah, Zekele Yanveil. Hida Mitzvah, Zadim Deras. Hida Hada Mitzvah. The Bishkarot points out it's not only a Kiyum HaMitzvah of Avas Hashem to demonstrate that you love to do mitzvahs, quote Hashem, and so on. It's a Hidur that enhances, Hida Mitzvah enhances that particular mitzvah. If you have an Esrig Mahudar, the Yikim HaMitzvah Sesig is more enhanced. If you have a Talat Mahudar, it's the Yikim HaMitzvah. Sitzes in Mama Hood in the Brisk Rav has. Right, it's for that. Some want to say like that. The Brisk Rav has wants to say that everybody holds it. It's intrinsic in the mitzvah, in addition to being a kiyam of Kvod Hashem and Avos Hashem, it's also intrinsic in the
mitzvah.
Yeah? Also. And this week's affair is also a din of Avera Lishma. The Gemara has a whole sugya. And Shiraz Dvoro, Yoel Eishes Chevra Keini is praised, Tvorach Minoshim, Yoel Eishes Chevra Keini Minoshim, Ba'ohel Tvorach. The Gemara says she is praised more than Sora Rivka Rachel Vaveya. The Pasuk says, Hinei Ba'ohel, Ayes Arishtecha Hinei Ba'ohel, so that's referring to Sora Rivka Rachel Vaveya. Why is she praised so much? What did she do? She was an Eishes Sish, and she was Mizana with Sisra in order to knock him out, in order to be able to kill him. So we praise the woman who was Mizana. Very nice. We praise the Eishes Ish as in Tzatach of Baila. What kind of story is that? So the Gemara says, G'dor la'aver l'shma, Yoyser mi'mitzvah shalol l'shma. Then the Gemara says, Yoyser? How can it be Yoyser? The Gemara says, no, G'dor la'aver l'shma, Tim mitzvah shalol l'shma. It's just as great. If you do a mitzvah l'shma, that's of course better than doing a mitzvah shalol l'shma. But if you do an aver l'shma, that's just as great as, you can say it's greater than, it's just as great as doing a mitzvah shalom l'shma. But well, when do you apply this aver l'shma? So you have to have rules and regulations.
Yeah.
Okay.